Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And the world is learning more about that tragic ship sinking in the Mediterranean that may have killed up to 500 migrants traveling from Libya to Italy. Two survivors spoke publicly in Athens today. Here's Moaz Mahmoud Ayman of Somalia.
I was inside of that boat, and my baby, 2 months, my wife, 20 years old. That boat is falling down in the water, and the people, all, they die.
The UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, says this might be one of the worst disasters in this disastrous migrant crisis. Joanna Kakissis has been following it all from Athens. Joanna, what more are we learning? There were two boats?
What happened is that the people who spoke today were on one boat, and they were being transferred to a larger boat. The boat they were on was, I guess, in relative terms speaking, a medium-sized boat, but medium-sized boat that had like 200 people already on it. And the boat that they were supposed to be loaded on already had at least 350 people on board, from what the survivors remember. So what was happening when the boat, the larger boat sank, is that the smugglers were moving them from the medium-sized boat to the large boat. So there were indeed two boats.
And then was it the too many people on board that caused it to sink?
Yes. I mean, from what the survivors were able to see, it was very, very dark. But from what they saw, the boat was already in huge distress, and it was already starting to take in water when they were being forced to go on the boat. So they were both saying, how could we possibly get on there with it, it's staying upright, it's staying afloat. And from what they told us, what happened is the boat just sank from having too many people aboard.
How did they survive? And how many survived?
Well, from what we know, only 41 people survived, and they're the 41 people whom UNHCR spoke to yesterday. They include 37 men, 3 women, and a 3-year-old child. And they're from Somalia, Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan. And what they did is they swam back to the smaller boat, and they actually watched hundreds of people drown, including their own family members, in this large boat. The man that you heard earlier saw his young wife and his baby drown. And then he had another man with him. This man's from Somalia, but he had been living recently in Yemen. His name is Mohid Ismail. Mohid had described having his 2 sisters with him, and his sister also had a baby. And he watched those family members drown as well. They were trying to bring the family members who were in the water onto the other boat, but the smugglers were forcing the second boat to go away. So it was just sounds like a chaotic situation in pitch dark, total darkness, not knowing what happened to your family members. They were just lost in the sea.
Well, and what's been the reaction there? Because we've seen some pretty horrific images, the young toddler who washed up on shore after a small boat sank. I mean, we've understood that Europe's been cracking down on migrants coming in, Greece through Turkey. So what has the response been to now hearing of this horrific incident at sea?
Well, I mean, there have been some concerns that the response has been actually quite muted, because there's been this long time discussion going on as to who's a real refugee and who's an economic migrant. And people who are economic migrants, like, you know, some of the people who have survived this ship sinking are, people don't see them with sympathy anymore, especially Europeans. And so far, national authorities haven't reported any bodies floating ashore and washing ashore. So there's still no confirmation of this happening. And I think because there are no bodies that people can see, and there is no confirmation of this huge ship going down, it's still not real in a lot of people's heads. They need to see it.
Well, according to the agency and your reporting, 179,552 refugees and migrants have reached Europe by sea, crossing the Mediterranean and the Aegean. At least 761 have died or gone missing. This might potentially add up to 500 to that number. And just to underscore what you said, these were not Syrian refugees fleeing war. These were more than likely economic refugees, migrants traveling from Africa Will this stem that flow?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, nothing stops people if they really want to cross the sea, no matter what barriers are put up. And human rights groups have pointed this out repeatedly. People will take increasingly more dangerous routes to get where they think they can start a better life. And smugglers are there to facilitate it. If their business is cut off in the Aegean, in Turkey, for example, as it's been right now, you're going to get a lot more business in North Africa. It's just a difficult situation to control. You're not going to stop these huge boats crossing the Mediterranean. And you may see Syrians and Iraqis on them soon. They were on those boats 2-3 years ago, crammed onto these, you know, hundreds of people crammed onto these big boats. They couldn't even move. They stood up for like 7 days until they reached Italy. And it was very dangerous. And they were all of them had stories about somebody dying on board of a heart attack, of suffocation, of maybe falling overboard. There are always these stories, but it doesn't stop the flow. It doesn't stop people who really want to come. They're just going to take increasingly more dangerous routes.
That's NPR's Joanna Kakissis in Greece. Joanna, thank you.
You're welcome.